When you think of American music, what comes to mind? There's Bob Dylan, Miles Davis, Whitney Houston, but we've been asking musicians around the country for their thoughts on that. And our next guest was born in Los Angeles, the son of two immigrants. When he was 18 years old, he moved to New York to form one of the most influential indie rock bands of the early 2000s. He sat down with us to answer the question, what does American music mean to him?
When I use the term Americana, I just think of, I guess it could be anything, a look, a sound, you know, for some reason, whenever I see like vast land that has a certain light and color to it, it feels very American. Hello, my name is Albert Hammond Jr. I live in New York City. I play in a band called The Strokes, and I also... I've just released a third solo album under my name called Momentary Masters. I'm an Aries. My birthday is April 9th. Well, my first pick has got to be one of my favorite songs of all times, but it evokes more of a street storytelling feeling of America. It's Lou Reed's Street Hassle. So quite the opposite of everything I just said, which is a theme in my life.
Was in Matilda without her wallet, the sexy boy smiled in dismay. She took out 420s cause she liked round figures, everybody's free for a day. Oh babe, I'm on fire and you know I admire your body, why don't we slip away? Although I'm sure you're certain it's a rarity, me flirting, sha-la-la-la this way.
Oh, wow, I just got goosebumps from that. I was like, wait, that's not the beginning, and then I just forgot how much I love that song. And then I was actually thinking, what does that, why did I pick that? I don't know, there's a certain attitude to it that just, I don't know, I don't think that's what he was doing, but to me it just feels like, you know, anything feels possible. Or maybe that's what those goosebumps are. It really hits me in like a, I'm entertained and I'm also moved. America.
Hey man, that's just a lie. That's why she tells her friends. It's a real song. A real song that she wouldn't even admit to herself. It's beating in her heart. It's a song lots of people know. It's a painful song. We'll always say the truth. The last four sad songs, a penny for a wish. Wish it won't make it, soldier. With a pretty kiss, or a pretty face, can't have its way. Don't tramps like us, we were born to pay.
And funny enough, that's Bruce Springsteen at the end of the song. They were in the studio there, and he sang that part at the end. It's like three parts, you know, and the reason why I bring it up, not only because that's awesome, but because my next song is Born to Run. My dad had this Born to Run shirt that he bought when, I guess he saw him during that tour. And him coming to America, or being a foreigner and becoming American, was such a thing. So it reminds me of that, me wearing the shirt and stuff like that. My mom, too, also became an American, so nothing to do with the shirt. But I don't know, it just all ties in, maybe, subconsciously, besides everyone feeling that Springsteen is... you know, an American legend, icon, dream, kind of grew into that rugged everyman. Maybe that's what makes him American.
Yeah.
My third pick was, and is, Jeff Buckley, Hallelujah.
Well, I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing Hallelujah.
This song, I remember exactly when when I first heard this song. I think it was 16, 17, exactly. I'm giving you a two-year period, 16 to 18. I think it was 18. My neighbor came over and played me this song, and I think Candy Says or Pale Blue Eyes. And her mom had just passed away, and we had this little crush, and we were just sitting there in the dark, and we play these songs on repeat, Hallelujah especially. And I don't know, I didn't know anything about the person or the song, but it was just, to me, it felt breathtaking. The words, the melody, the performance, everything about it just seemed very magical, and it still does.
I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew you. But I've seen your flag on the marble arch, and love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, if I had to choose my own song, I might have taken it out of the realm, or maybe there's a way that it can fit in it, and it worked somehow, but I picked a song off my new record called Coming to Get You.
One day soon, you'll have to leave. One day soon, you'll have to excuse me. To get ya, your knife's in the dresser, so perfect for fighting, so perfect for hiding. The anger won't let ya, they'll scream but they'll get ya.
Yeah, it's just something with the melody and the words of the chorus that they remind me of, you know, the idea of being stuck in transit. Just you can take it literally, or just like, you know, when you pass away, you're just kind of stuck in a movement through something. And I just like, you know, in Dreams You're Never 80, I just like the idea of like, I don't know, time, life goes on, but you never, it's like you're never prepared for it.
Albert Hammond Jr. of The Strokes. His new solo album is called Momentary Masters. You can find this American playlist and many more at our website, hereandnow.org, and let us know what you think when you think of American music. That's at hereandnow.org.